Make history with your family next week. The National Eucharistic Congress, July 17th through the 21st in Indianapolis, is just around the corner. And if you take one thing away from this week's Heaven in Your Home letter, here it is. Make the Congress count for you and your family. Lord willing, this Congress will bring renewal and revival in the church and in our country. With this in mind, don't we all, years from now, want to be able to look back on this first National Eucharistic Congress in 83 years and be able to say, our family was there, whether physically or most likely for most of us, spiritually, we remember. We had an encounter with the risen Lord together as a family that July. That was a turning point for us. In his foreword to our Heaven in Your Home letters and guide, Arlington Bishop Michael Burbidge invites Trinity House community to see the intrinsic connection between the Eucharist and our Trinity Houses, or domestic churches. He writes, "At the Eucharistic summit of the Mass, we find that the Trinity's outpouring of life breaks forth anew for us, here and now. By partaking in the Eucharistic sacrifice, we pray that God's welcoming, listening, and especially serving will live in us and strengthen the bonds of our church in all its forms, including the domestic church of the family. Seeing and encountering God's way of life in the Eucharist shows us how our family should live to bring about greater communion of persons." End of quote. Making this connection between the Eucharist and our own daily family life is not something that others will do for us. We need to make this personal. We need to lead our families to see this link. And this takes time, intentionality, and prayer. And what better time to do so than this historic Congress? Building on Bishop Burbidge's point, Ever and I would like to propose 6 ways for you and your family to make this moment count. First, begin your family's favorite novena and pray it as a family in the days leading up to the Congress's conclusion on Sunday, July 21st. Looking for a novena? Find one on praymorenovenas.com. Second, take your family to Eucharistic adoration sometime during the time of the Congress, preferably on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday evening, or Sunday morning. If possible, schedule this time to dovetail with the daily revival sessions. This is 7 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday through Saturday, and 8:30 to noon on Sunday. You will be part of the body of Christ, interceding for renewal in our own hearts, families, and nation. 3. Watch and participate in one or more of the revival sessions on EWTN. It'll be streamed online there for free. And when you do, use these sessions as teaching moments and times of prayer for your family, as opposed to passively consuming media. Consider hitting mute at various points, adding a personal point, discussing the talks as a couple or family, and actively joining in prayer. 4. Schedule a family day trip to a basilica or shrine on Saturday or Sunday, July 20th and 21st. This investment of time, simultaneous to the historic gathering in Indianapolis, will further put your hearts into a posture of receptivity. What does the Lord desire of you? How is His Eucharistic heart leading you and your family in this season? 5. Mark this historic moment in a big way by starting to take your family to a monthly time of Eucharistic adoration. Instead of viewing this as an inspiring one-off event, take the opportunity to institute a new life-giving habit. And 6, fast. Choose a day or portion of a day during the Congress and offer up your hunger for renewal and revival in our hearts and in our nation. Your family, is a communion of persons that reflects the divine life of the communion of persons, the Holy Trinity. If your Trinity House and family's mission is all about communion, receiving it in level one, faith life, deepening it in level two, person and relationships, caring for it in level three, household economy, celebrating it in level four, family culture, and sharing it in level five, hospitality and service, then your mission begins in the Eucharist, in communion. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.